Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Beloved, faith is much more than a conviction of your heart. Faith, as we discovered last time, is also the confession of your mouth. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." When you confess God's word out of your mouth, then God will confirm that word and bring it to pass. God will manifest the miracle that you've been trusting Him for. He says in Isaiah 44, verse 26 and 27, that He is the God who confirms the word of His servant. Did you get that? He confirms the word, and then He performs the counsel of His messenger, who says to Jerusalem, "You shall be inhabited. To the city of Judah, you shall be built up. And I will raise up her waste places," who says to the deep, "Be dry, and I will dry up your rivers." I want you to notice that God does it after you say it. It was after you say, "You shall be built to the city of Judah," then the Lord God will raise up her waste places. Say it, and you will see it. Hallelujah. Now be blessed, my friend, as you listen to the continuation of this wonderful series, Have the Faith of God. The moment you begin to speak that word out of your mouth, "I will not be poor, I will be rich. I will not be the tail, I will be the head. I will not be barren, I'll be fruitful. I will not be sick, I will be well." The moment you begin to say what you believe, say it with your mouth, God is ready to perform it. You see, until you say it, God cannot perform it. Isaiah 44, look at what the Bible tells us in verse 26. He said, "God confirms the word of His servant." It is not the thoughts or the conviction. God doesn't confirm conviction. God confirms confession. Conviction is meant for you to confess it out. He said, "I confirm the word of My servant." He didn't say, "I confirm their conviction of their heart." "I confirm the word and perform the counsel of His messengers," who says to Jerusalem, look at the word says again, "You shall be inhabited. To the cities of Judah, you shall be built." So when these messengers say the word of the Lord, that Jerusalem, you will be inhabited, Judah, you shall be built, then God says, "I will then raise up her waste places." But if they are not saying, "I will not raise anything," if they are not speaking, "I will not do anything." Verse 27 says, "Who says to the deep, be dry?" When the servant of God, or you child of God, you say to the deep, "Be dry," then God says, "I will dry up your rivers." But until you are ready to say it, God cannot do it. God cannot confirm an unspoken promise. Have you received a promise of God for your life? Say it out. Because until you say it, God will not do it. Until you decree it, it won't be established in your life. Job 22, 29 says, it says, "And you will decree a thing." King James says, "You will decree." Job 22. Verse 28, he says, "You will also declare a thing." King James says, "You will decree, and it will be established." But if you do not declare, it will not be established. You will decree a thing, and it will be established to you. So light will shine on your ways. In the beginning of creation, God saw a mess, a chaotic mess. God didn't just say, "Oh, I believe things will change." Some of you are looking at your marriage, it's a mess. You are looking at your child, is a mess. Well, stop sitting down and just watching. "I believe things will change. I believe it will be better tomorrow." Don't just say that. Say out loud of your mouth what you believe. When God saw a chaotic mess, He didn't just say, "I believe this will change." What does the Bible say? He said, "Let there be" what? "Light." And there was light. Until He said, "Let there be light," darkness remained. Until you open your mouth and say what God has promised
to you. The situation will not change. And then you begin to wonder, but I believe God. I believe God. I don't doubt God. Why are things not changing? Things may not change because you are not speaking what you believe. He says you will declare a thing and it will be established. So shall the light shine on your ways. 29 then said, when they cast you down, Job 22, 29, when they cast you down and you say, exaltation will come. He said, then I will save the humble people. When you say, then I will save. But if they cast you down and you use your mouth to say, I'm cast down, I'm fed up, you say everything but the word of God, then God cannot save you. But it says when they cast you down and you say, exaltation will come. Things will change. You say it. You don't just think it in your heart. You say it out of your mouth. Then God will do it. God says, I cannot perform an unspoken promise. What is that thing God has promised you? Don't just be silent about it. Isaiah 62, keep speaking it until it comes to pass. And God will bless you in Jesus' name. When we go back to the story of Abraham, if you go to Genesis chapter 17, let us go there. If you noticed that after the Lord had brought Father Abraham to the point of being fully convinced, he was on the verge of being fully convinced. That was the chapter when the Lord, by his Spirit, brought Abraham to the level of being fully convinced and every form of doubt was cast out of his heart. Look at what the Lord did. The Lord changed his name. The Bible tells us Genesis 17 verse 5. He says, no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. He had to change the name because the name Abram just means exalted nation. But Abraham means father of many nations. So God said, fine, though you have reached the point of conviction, if you still keep calling yourself the old name, I can't do what I want to do for you. You see, some of us, we believe in our hearts. Let's say you are here, you are sick, that God will heal you. But you need to change your language. You have to speak in accordance to what you are believing. If God knew that I can't leave Abraham to keep calling himself Abraham, I have to give him a name that goes in line with the promise. And from that day, every time Sarah called his name Abraham, she was saying father of many nations. Father of men. And when God heard that, Isaiah 44, God had to confirm it. God always confirms his word when it is spoken. If you read down that same chapter, God also changed the name of Sarah. Look at what he says in Romans 4:17. He says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. In the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead. As Abraham was being called Abraham, that was how life started to enter into his body. He says he gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. So as God was calling Abraham, life was entering into that situation. But until you call it out, life cannot go forth. Even though you believe it in your heart, life cannot go forth. I remember the Lord told me, I don't know why I did it, but it was by the Holy Spirit. Many years before I even knew who I would get married to, the Lord said, my daughter, I want you to lay your hands on your womb and begin to speak out of your mouth. That womb, you will carry children. Then he said, hit your back. You see, where I grew up from in Africa, we put children on the back. I said, this back, you will carry children. I kept prophesying and prophesying and prophesying. And you know what was happening? As I was doing that, life was entering. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 that Sarah received strength to conceive. How did that strength come? It came through mouth confession. As Abraham was calling her Sarah, that name was speaking for her. But even if you believe in your heart and you are not speaking, no life. Back to Genesis, life did not come until God said, let there be light. So God is saying to his people, don't be silent. What is it you are trusting me for that I've promised you? Open your mouth and say it. And don't be tired of saying it until you see it. Because mouth confession is a very important component of faith. Without it, your faith is impotent and your faith is incomplete. Many years ago, I was expecting our second child. And the enemy came and said, this child will have sickle cell. And I said, God, what am I going to do? The Lord reminded me of his word, that his blessings make rich and add no sorrow. Therefore, when he blessed me with a baby, he didn't add sickness to it. So I said, Father, what do I do? He said, from today, take anointing oil, anoint your tummy, and say. He didn't say, just, daughter, don't worry, believe in your heart, nothing will happen. No, he said, open your mouth and begin to prophesy on this child. The little science I knew, I appropriated it. I began to prophesy. I said, you child growing in my womb, your blood cells are forming, taking the form of the regular shape. They are not sickle. They are not abnormal. Everything about you, child, is normal. Every day, I would prophesy on this, my tummy. And I gave birth to a healthy child.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.